Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year. We saved our Happy New Year till the 8th so we can be maybe the last ones to tell you that and wish it to you with all our heart that God blesses you and that your new year is absolutely phenomenal. And I got something in my eye. How about that? A good way to start the new year. How about that?
Look at your finger.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I was going to say that. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, that's good, guys. As long as it's not moving, I guess it's okay. Boy, those eye drops they give you, I don't know, Tank, they're pretty strong. They work pretty good, but I can see good now. The rest of me's having a little trouble. Hey, well, welcome back to Raising Expectations, your show. We're so glad that you're here with us tonight. And we hope you had a great holiday season, that the families and everybody got together and you had a great, great time and that you got prayed up and ready to spend a new year watching what God's going to do in your life. I tell you, this is a great to know that God has a plan for you and so much more in 2024 as you look to him. That's the secret. As it says, the joy that he gives us in John 14 comes from reading his word, listening to him in our heart, and just enjoying his presence. Have you ever taken a moment to just sit still and enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's right there with you. He loves you. He just can't wait to spend time with you when you make it. So 2024, we're going to have a great program tonight. I can't wait to tell you what's coming in just a moment. First of all, so you know the team, which you probably do, but if you're new, goodness, we should write a song tonight. It would be all right. But anyway, we're going to start with our team all the way out on the West Coast in the great town of Lompoc, like the Pokes, like the Cowboys. If you're from Texas, you're happy, I know. But all the way on in Lompoc is Dr. Paul Hall. And you all know Dr. Paul, and he's right there, and they've been shooting rockets in his backyard, and so he's been having a great time with that, following it. And Paul's a retired pastor. He's a writer. He does so many different things. It's hard to keep up with them all, but the main thing is he loves the Lord, and he loves people, and the proof is people love him in return incredibly. He's been my friend, goodness, over 50 years, like we often tell you, and we're about to add one more to that, Paul. I guess we just did.
Yes, we are.
This is 2024. Yeah, but they haven't found us yet, so we're still safe. We're still going. We're still going. Besides, we've got Ron in Texas. He'll tip us off if they find us, and he'll give us the ad. They're coming for you. Anyway, it's great to see you, Paul. Love you, brother. I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We're going to shift together. Paul and I are going to trot together now from the West Coast. We're going to go back to the state of Texas this time. We're going to make a land in Texas first, and we're going to say hi to Pastor Ron Greer, our brother in Christ, our favorite pastor in Texas, still the possessor and owner of the most unique and wonderfully splendid bookcase you're going to find anywhere on radio. That's right, or TV or whatever, but you'll find it right there. And in those bookcases, you'll see some great pictures. That's his wife, Rosalyn, up there, and Lisa Betterby. But in any event, it's really great to have the whole family right there and his precious granddaughter and all of his kids. Someday we'll go through families. That'll be a two-hour show. But anyway, good to see you, Ron, and great that you had a great Christmas, right? And New Year, and we're set to go tonight. It's really good to see you. We're going to have a great time.
Good to see you guys.
Amen. Amen. So Paul, Ron, and I are going to kind of lock arms here, and we're going to trot the rest of the way across this great nation, and we're going to land in the South. That's it. Yeehaw. Get up there, boy. We're ready to go. Huh, Ron? Get him up. But we're going to land in Dalton, Georgia, which is actually the South, but it's near Atlanta. I'm getting it this year. I got a New Year's resolution. Ron, I got it down. But it's right there in near Atlanta, Georgia. And that's it's famous, I think, for furniture too. Famous for all kinds of things like
carpet,
carpeting, carpeting. Thank you. Save me again.
All right, all for me.
Jump right in there, jump in. Feel free to jump in, Ron. Man, carpet. Okay, yeah, carpet. That's what I was going to say if I'd ever thought of it. But in any event, two of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet, part of our family and our team, they are right there in Dalton, Georgia, and you're going to meet again, as you know, Steph Thayer and Dr. Craig Thayer. Steph is the founder or CEO of Quenching Wells and so many other things. She's right there on the left. You probably figured that out already. But also, there you go. There's part of it. And you get a free 2024 goal guide if you get that email address of yours in and subscribe right there. Go to her website because I saw a picture of it. It is so cool. Click that off and you'll see it right there. And that's the website you'll want to go to, and you can get to it off of our website, Raising Expectations, and just go, and there's the story, and there's what she's got going. Man, there are good things God's doing through her life and through, like, all the guys and gals on this team. It's exciting. Happy New Year. Healing. Look at, everything's right there for you. We just stay here and read. We got it made, guys. Look at this. We're set to go. So... and she's got a Cowboys. All starts well there. I put up a Happy New Year thing from Texas. Ron, you've been proud. One of the folks I know that own a ranch out near Tyler, it sent that to me. He's with the, I was going to say Coast Guard, but now I'm still back on the East Coast. Let's get back to Texas. He's with the Rangers there. So, but in any event, Steph's right there for you. Well, she's going to be telling you a lot more about this. We're going to be hearing from this. And then you've got right there on her left, Dr. Craig, or Tank as we call him, who is a trauma surgeon. He is a speaker. He is a, most important right now, going along with being a surgeon, who's number one there, is a book that he just published called Saved. And there's a picture of it. Our engineer is always on the spot for us. TJ is the best. Well, thank you and Happy New Year again to you, TJ. There's the book, A Trauma Surgeon's True Accounts of the Miracles of His Life Saved, Finding God in the Ordinary. Hey, what? He pops up in all the ordinary places because he knows that's where you need him. You need him in those spots that you don't know. And we look over our shoulder. There's a good book, Legitimate Faith. It gives authentic hope, and that kind of hope that ties you in with the Lord when you least expect it, with the most power that you could ever imagine, and the peace to walk with him. Legitimate Faith. There's two books on our website, and we'll have some more coming. You keep watching. They're on the way. So tonight, as our special guest, we are really pleased to have with us, as you probably know, I'd ask you to raise your hands if you've seen the PR that goes out. I saw it. Everybody see it? Yeah. Okay, we saw it. We sent it out there, and thanks, Ron. And I get a lot of responses online, but I know it only comes to me, so I don't know if you all see them. We'll get 200 or 300 responses that come in, and all of you, I appreciate you doing that and letting us know that you're reading about it. But tonight, I got to talking with the Thayers. When was it, guys? It was like September, I think, or something. We were talking somehow about the New Year. Something came in, and you had a couple of great ideas. Like, the Lord just laid in my heart and kept them there. We were all talking about them. So I called and said, would you guys talk to all of us about resolutions for 2024? You know, a lot of people talk about it, but how do you really do it? You know, and what is it about? And what are important resolutions? What do you want to see in 2024? Maybe changes in direction, your health and wellness, a closer personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and his call on your life that will make the others all happen when you do that. So like we said, God's got a plan and so much more just for you in 2024. So we're going to introduce you. All know them, part of our family. We love and appreciate them. Here are live and direct from Georgia. Take it away, Ron. Georgia.
And there Georgia.
That's it. On our minds. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being part of our family. We have so much fun. We just invite you to join us. We get very serious sometimes. Not too often. Steph, Tank, we love and appreciate you. Hey, thanks for sharing with us tonight. Take it away.
Ladies first.
That's right.
So... resolutions. This might not be a popular way to start this topic, but I would generally say, don't do them.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is typically people will make a long laundry list of what they're going to do. And they last, I think the data says 22 days.
Exactly.
So It's not that I don't want you to make a resolution. I do. I think like one of the things on my website there is a guide, and it actually walks you through reflecting on last year in different areas of your life, what has gone well, because a lot of people focus on what has not gone well. So what has gone well, and then what you would like to improve on for next year. And I think if you look at things as a stepping stone, you're going to do much better than overhauling yourself because it's the 1st of January. That's just not realistic. And baby steps add up. So I will just tell you that I felt like I needed a physical goal. I tend to do better when I have an event or a particular target, and where we live is a little bit rural. And I like to ruck, which is a weighted vest that I go hiking with. I know it's weird. It looks like military, but for women, it's really good for you, just, you know, men too, but it's really good for bone density and also for keeping your muscle mass without having to lift weights if you don't want to. And the only rucking events around are far, and they're not good times of the year for me. And so I decided that I was going to do a certain amount of mileage per year with my vest. And so that was kind of what I set out to do. And I found an app on my for my phone that was free. And I downloaded it, and it just has like a little tickler system. And so I'm adding it up. And so I can visually see where I'm at and where I need to be for how many days into the year I am. So that's the kind of thing I would suggest for people. And I'm already really active. So if you told me, you know, oh, I'm going to go from nothing to 5 miles a day, I would suggest maybe that's not a good idea, right?
Like, amen.
Start slow.
But Paul wanted you to know he's down to one box of fudge a week now.
Hey, Steph, look, you know what this is?
That is fudge.
This is a fudge kebab.
Kebab, yeah.
Yeah, not just fudge. It's a fudge kebab. And I've got 20 of these. And my resolution is one a week. So that'll get me halfway through the year.
That's
I'm just
fantastic.
Kidding.
Well, we had fudge.
I just wanted to share that with you because it gets on the right track. I don't have to leave, by the way. I just thought you'd get I should have put a marshmallow in the middle. I'm sorry. I missed that one.
You know what? Since we're on the topic of fudge, for those of you who around, there should not be a long list of foods that you can never eat. That is not good for you. Okay. Now, I mean, if Paul is having a fudge kebab,
yes.
That may not be the best, right? But you need to look at enjoying life, and food is very enjoyable. And it's not good when you have this long list of things you can never have. Yes, yeah. Do you need to have them in moderation? Probably.
Especially chocolate. Yeah,
we had a lot of chocolate during the holidays. And you know what? It was quite enjoyable.
Oh yeah,
it was indeed. It was indeed. But I walked longer though. I walked longer and harder.
Yeah, a little extra.
No, there was a recent study that showed walking is great, but if you can just increase your heart rate a little more for a brief period of time intermittently, that's even better. So if you can trot or walk quicker, just basically once, kind of like cycling, it's really easy for cyclists to get a conditioning of their legs and nothing else of the rest of their body. And so you need to kind of shock the rest of your body. And that study was pretty amazing because I figured walking is going to win, but actually it's not true. Walking with a trot now and then is better than just walking.
I want to see you trot.
Yeah. I was going to say, how do you say that word again? Cause I get trotting like T-R-O-T.
Okay, skip.
Skip. Like a horse.
Like Ben in tights.
Well, I like that. I got to have that article because that's I can appease my brain when my guilt, rather, when I don't run my entire mile and a half. I run a few blocks and I stop and I walk and I run some more. So, see, I had a great technique already. And it just intrinsically
came. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
See, like there's a app called Couch to 5K, 10K,
to 5K, yeah.
half marathon, whatever. And that's how they start, is different intervals of walking to running and then walking. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they increase that weekly to a little bit more of a run and less of a walk. And then by 6 weeks to more longer, depends for a 5K, 6 weeks is the
wow. Ready.
And you're ready.
I feel better. Well, thank you. All right. I don't feel so bad now.
You walk every day, like, or do you do weights one day and walk another, or you do, is walking every day the best? Somebody asked me that. I don't know.
I would say walking every day. But at my age, my doctor tells me I'm not supposed to run as much as I want to. So it's like walking and running about 3 days a week.
The party line is, you know, if you can get 30 minutes of your lungs working and your body moving, and if you can be outdoors, there are so many benefits from that natural sunshine alone. It's going to have drastic impacts. But I want to say, if you're nowhere close to that, 10 minutes is better than no minutes.
Yeah.
So you've got to put it in perspective, right?
Start where you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's better than you got off the couch and you went outside, and that's huge. I mean, I've had clients that could not walk to their mailbox.
Oh my.
In a normal neighborhood, and that broke my heart. And so that was the goal. So for some people, that's the goal, right? It's very small.
So one was just to get out of bed.
Yeah, that's true. I had
to get out of bed. But was there all night long for her to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? And then she got able to your coaching, out of bed, and got to get rid of that health caregiver. So,
all right,
freedom.
Well, here's a question I have. Now we want to get the heart rate up to a certain level, right? Sustained for a bit. Can I kind of substitute that that heart rate with my driving? I mean, in traffic, it's just wondering. I had to repent today. I got my heart rate up, but it was.
I'm just running back and count that. But I don't actually know what physiologically happens to you in that state of stress.
I thought I was counting as cardio today. Get away with
that. So the interesting, and I think last time we were on, I talked about a book called On Combat. But so two stresses, right? One's physical, one's mental, which will be, you know, fear.
Yeah.
The fear one is adrenaline driven, so it's exercising your heart, but not the rest of your body to increase your heart's not trying to meet oxygen demands of muscles. It's just fired up because of your adrenaline.
Right.
And that gives you an incredible tremor that keeps you from being able to hold an object still, and tunnel vision that you see in usually law enforcement. But yeah, versus just exercising where your heart rate comes up because it's trying to pump more oxygen to muscles to keep them oxygenated and out of anaerobic metabolism. So no, they won't work the same, but you wish to.
And on that subject, maybe you could talk a little bit about actually the hazards of stressful living and reacting those ways. As a former firefighter, we have our connection is back in the 80s and 70s and 80s, we actually had a number of health study committees around part of where we were, kind of figure out why firefighters were suffering from these different stress-related illnesses, given all the physical, you know, activity and things we were involved in. And believe it or not, one of the most damaging things that we discovered was back in the day, there's a big gray bell in the sleeping area and on the apparatus floor. So when an alarm came in from the central plate, that bell went off and wakes you up. And then after a couple of seconds, the announcement comes on what address you're going to and your fire response. So what we discovered was going from a sleeping rest to automatically to maybe 120 beats per second. After a while, it takes its toll on your heart. And so to this day, there's a federal heart and lung bill that covers firefighters. If you go to any fire station nowadays, you don't hear a bell go off. It's a soft tone, two-level tone. And the reason for that tone now is because of what we discovered back then. That firefighters and police officers suffer from a lot of stress. And the offset that we kind of instituted at the time was this consistent physical activity and cardio, weightlifting, kind of combat the damage there. What do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah,
I mean, I think I think the adrenaline followed by cortisol levels going up change your metabolism. They change as our endothelial expert would say, who's been on before, would say that it gets inflamed, and then it causes a whole bunch of, once the lining of your arteries get inflamed, it's just like your back. It wants to calcify between the vertebrae to keep them from moving. So, or in your arteries, they get calcified to kind of, that's our normal reaction to inflammation. So that happening then causes heart disease, coronary artery disease, the risk for heart attack because of low blood flow to the heart, and all the other things. You know, it stresses the heart muscle in a different way. So at a cellular level, it does that too. So I think all those things, if you look at physicians that work at night and not the day, our bodies are built to be a different circadian rhythm and be out in the sun. So Huberman Lab, which is a guy at Stanford,
That's great.
you know, if you ever want to, you fly somewhere and you want to immediately change your time zone to that zone, is get out in that zone early in the morning in sunlight for 10 minutes. There's something on the back of our retinas that change our circadian rhythm and adjust to that time zone. So it really works if you've tried it. So yeah, so I think lack of sun, you know, the stress hormones, that being adrenaline and cortisol, change our physiology quite a bit. That set us up for our lung disease and other things too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Steph, we kind of jumped in on you there. I kind of apologize. I forgot Paul had the fudge, but he's in the
Yeah,
middle
Paul
of one.
started it.
I started. I started.
I couldn't wait.
I don't mind.
But you were in the middle. You had two, and then and Tank jumped in and really illuminated something. Well, you were gone. I think you had
What
three.
categories of health would you talk about? Like mental, physical?
I can talk about
Yeah,
anything.
so
I don't
talk
know.
about those.
Well, how about the people who crowd the gym every January? Tell them to not to make their resolution. Just go
Yeah.
away.
Well, you know what? They're impacting my life right now. I think everyone should move. I think that's really wonderful. But joining a gym isn't going to make you healthy. And
No.
joining a gym doesn't mean you're going to show up. And just
Listen.
show up doesn't mean you're going to do anything. I mean, I see people on the stepper or the elliptical that are, you know, where they're like this, lean over. Well, that's not effective. I don't know what you're doing and you're talking and you know. So I don't recommend that. I
Thank
do,
you.
I you're welcome. There you go. I do recommend movement. Like I said, if you can get outside, that's wonderful for you. If you can find some kind of exercise that you don't hate, there are a lot of people I talk to that don't really like anything that's physical. Okay, what do you loathe the least? What is okay, you know, and for a lot of people, it is walking because you can do it socially and that's fine, or a recumbent bike because some people have pain, or even getting in a pool. If you have a lot of joint or back pains, a pool is a wonderful thing because it's very forgiving. And honestly, those water aerobics classes, I know they look funny and people don't want to, they're so good for you. And it's a really good group of people from what my experience has been. But just some kind of movement and really, especially if it's weight related, most of it's what you're eating. It's not the gym. And so I know so many people, we love sort of the HIIT CrossFit space, and it's kind of a joke in that area that people work out hard and then they all go and eat a 2,000 calorie burrito and have eight beers. And that negated
Keto
like 2 weeks worth of your working out in one meal. And so it really is what one of my favorite things to just recommend to people that don't want to make big changes is eat a little bit less, get a smaller plate. Most people have really big dinner plates. If you can get a 9-inch diameter plate, you can fill that. Just eat less at each meal. It's amazing what can happen. It doesn't have to be significant. You don't have to count calories. You don't even have to change what you're eating. I mean, of course, I would like that, but you'll see changes just in little decisions like that.
How about dancing? And I mean, what are your ideas on that? Because I know a couple of ladies who won't do anything else, but they'll go dance
I love dancing. Dancing burns a ton of calories, by the way. A ton of calories. And they're having fun doing it, right? That's part of why they like doing it as well. And so that's an example. If you like dancing, that's a workout. I mean, it's not what people traditionally think of. And depending on what type of dancing you're doing, it can be really, really intense. So, yeah.
You can go dancing, but don't join a Baptist church if you're going to do that. Come on, guys.
Okay, I'll just say there's a few people in our Baptist choir that are up there.
Oh, no, that can't be
Controversial.
true. No. Martin Simmons University, when Joe and I were there in 1970, in there,
Yeah,
1970,
70, 74,
they
three.
would bring I still remember this. They would bring a band on campus and the band would play. And then they would think, what? Are we doing something wrong? And we could stand and watch. It was a university rule. Am I right, Joe? We
It
could
was
stand and watch,
absolutely.
and you could clap, but don't do that big dance and stuff. So we called it functioning instead. You can function, but you can't dance. So.
So I until high school, the school that I went to, we did not do dances either. So when we
There
had
you go.
formal, it was, for like a
They were a little strict
dinner
there.
theater, or yeah, it was there was no dancing, none.
That's all
Of course,
changed.
what do we want to do? We wanted to dance.
I don't mean to be flippant about it. Actually, I think that had an effect of increasing stress on some. I mean, you have this moral thing going on in your head. Can I do this? Can I not do this? And even though I want to, and then so. There's so many stressors that we're not aware of. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. We're not aware until it's brought to our attention, and it's like, oh, never thought of that. So I didn't mean to pick on the Baptists.
We forgive you.
I can because I are one. That's how that works.
I was at a Seventh Day school, so we just picked on the two largest Protestant denominations. There we go.
Well, I guess I guess it'll be dancing for joy in heaven, right?
Yeah, like David.
We're gonna have a good time,
He's having a
for
party.
Not
Party
in,
for one.
yeah, not in the Baptist section. Yeah, not in the Baptist section. Yeah, if you really want to be in
Sorry,
trouble, yeah.
I apologize for leading us off on the bush there. So
personally,
we'll come back.
happy not to dance. Being 6'5", any wrong move out of time was
Clear the floor, Tank. Clear
embarrassing. And
the
I got big shoulders, so I could hit people by accident. It's like the robot in Lost in Space.
When you asked about dancing, that's actually the first thing I thought because he would go dancing with me when we started dating. He doesn't actually like to dance, but he is motivated by a young lady. It's so funny because the boys, our sons, asked, and he was like, "Well, if there's a pretty girl, of course you go dance." But I taught our boys just know how to swing dance, just be good at that, and you'll be set. She'll be happy to compete. Have your one move,
There you
Someone
go.
covers it all. Yeah, there you go.
Those are my tips for the young men.
Boy, getting old, Paul. Wow, let me
I
down.
know. Yeah.
What
Well,
a
they've changed the
time.
policy at Hardin-Simmons, so I think that's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
They are Nazarene brethren were like that too. Some of the most wonderful people, but boy, some of the rules. First place I went to speak down in Houston, remember? And I don't know if it was us that time, but when I went to the camp, I noticed they had lookout towers on all four corners. There's a lake, a beach, and bungalows, and a minefield through the middle, and four lookout towers. Well, the lookout towers were serious. They had guys up there all night with lookout towers with flashlights. And I thought, what are you guys doing a movie? Filming a movie? I said all the wrong things at all the wrong times. I'd just come from California, Tank. And nothing was right, And
Like you
that was a
always
long
have people.
time. Yeah. We've come a long
But I
way.
like, but I like the idea though, of just moving. That's one of my go-tos. And actually for me, it's my stress reliever. I tell my I have adult onset ADD. I don't know what that means. I told the doctor I've been like that all my life. But anyway, but one of the things is I have a very difficult time working in an office, and unfortunately I'm in the ministry and most of the time I spend in the office. And then the house is even worse than being in a church office sometimes. People think it's easier, but it's actually much harder. So my routine, believe it or not, my neighbors all ask constantly, "So Ron, what do you do?" Because they see me outside numerous times a day. I can get maybe 40 minutes in the office, and then I go walk. I walk down the block and come back, and I come back again. And it takes me long to get stuff done, but I have to walk in order to keep from getting stressed out in the office. I've spent, all my life working. I've had a bunch of jobs. I've never had a job sitting in the office. It's always been, I'm a firefighter. I was working in a shop. I've always been out as a fire inspector. Usually been outside or with my hands someplace. But then turn around and now stop and sit in the office for 6 or 7 hours, the most torturous thing ever.
I am also of the ADD genre, and I like to work out because it makes me very present. And so a lot of people think it's just because I love to be an athlete, and I am athletic, but it's not. So if I can work out in the morning, I am a much better human. I'm productive. I'm nicer. So, a recommendation if you struggle in the day, try to get your movement in the morning. I know it's hard to wake up a little bit earlier, but once you've set that pattern, you'll adjust to it pretty quickly. It's actually about 60 days that it takes for a new habit. I know they say 21, but it's not true. And it's about a half a year for that habit to become automatic. So you need to keep practicing whatever the thing is that you put in place. But the other thing I thought of when you shared that, Ron, is, being near a window, but having a non-standard desk, whether you're standing, the bouncy ball chairs. My brother just got a walking treadmill for under. They're pretty inexpensive. I've even seen people have the little like bicycle feet underneath. It's very, very helpful to have little bits of movement. Because we're actually not even meant to sit in chairs. There's someone, I don't know his actual name, but he goes by the Supple Leopard. He's a physical therapist, he and his wife, and they studied kindergartners. So when kids come into kindergarten, the way they run is ergonomically correct. And when they leave kindergarten, it is no longer correct because they've been sitting in chairs so much. So they're huge advocates for standing desks, sitting, crisscross applesauce. And we're not really meant for chairs, you guys. We're meant for the floor or standing. So something to think about if you have a job where you're always in a chair, it's probably changing how your body functions and not really in a good way.
Well, on that note, I know this sounds very coincidental. I went this morning to the gym. I had an appointment for my orientation, and they do the whole body mass, fat content, blah, blah, blah. Everything else was great, except said my hips and glutes were weakening, and they're too tight. And she says that it's probably from you sitting. If you're sitting a lot, it's probably from that. You're weakening your hips and your glute muscles. And they were starting. And I would explain to her, funny you should say that, because I have this problem where I get this little pain right in the back of my thighs and just about where my hips are. So, just heard that, saw that very thing in the readout report this morning.
Yeah,
We're
and
not made for sitting.
there's attachments that you can get for any desk that you have, by the way, that are pretty inexpensive that kind of look like an accordion. You can stack books under your computer, you guys. I mean, right now what we're on, you don't see it, but it's a cart that's movable and it has two different heights. And I use this as a standing desk pretty much all over the house. Like I just move to wherever it's quiet because our house doesn't have a lot of quiet space, so I sometimes run from my family. I mean, I love them, but
it's
yeah,
fun.
and it's
I
very
my granddaughter.
inexpensive. I got it off Amazon, so there's things that you can get pretty cheap.
Amy Jo was always trying to take care of her dad. When I was at neighborhood church, the minister of music and I, he used to be an athlete. I used to pretend. But anyway, we would go in the gym and we'd play basketball and we would just till we were dripping sweat, we'd go full blast, so we could hardly breathe. We'd go take a shower, go back. I could have worked the next 2 days straight without going home. But then I got old, and the change messed it up, Tang. But Amy Jo said, "Dad," so she sends me this thing, Steph, that you put on your neck at night, and these four things go to the neck. And then she sent me this little ball. There's like four of them. It's like a tire rim without the tire, Tank, would be a round thing, and you roll your back for your lower back for sciatic nerve, Ron, and you roll it on the carpet, and you just roll any way you want on it. And it's not supposed to do anything. I said, Amy, if I start walking sideways after this, I did something wrong. He said, Dad, even you can't mess it up. So you might try that on your lower back. But first, let's ask Steph, what do you guys know about those? Is that pretty safe? You roll on them? Or?
So I don't know about that, but it sounds like a fancier version of a foam roller, which some people can even use a towel and roll it up. But the foam rollers are inexpensive. It's just a hard foam. And I was thinking, I just finished a book actually on wellness and God's perspective on it. And there was a whole section on aging, but there was that you want to keep up flexibility, endurance, strength. And there was one more, and I don't remember. I feel like it was probably actual rest, because sometimes senior citizens sometimes actually get too much sleep, where they'll sleep in, they're really groggy, they want to nap again. Like if you're not awake at least 10 hours in a day, you're probably getting too much sleep. And that's where that morning sunshine will also help. But flexibility is huge. And the foam roller can get at areas that we can't get. Your sciatic, like that's on the side. That's very hard to get to. So I think there's a lot of value. And I love that Amy is trying to keep you healthy.
That's her project. I'm her project.
Project.
Yeah,
but one of the things about strength that I was reading was, you know, we start after 40, you start to lose. It's like 1%, and then it changes. By the time you get into your 90s, you lose 8% of your strength a year, the typical person. So this is where, and it can be very simple. You can do body weight stuff, right? But, you know, I'm a huge fan of lifting weights, and I'm a huge fan of lifting heavy weights. That's for you. That's relative. You have to be safe. It can be very short reps. You need to maintain your muscle mass. That is such a gift. And it's very hard to hold on to as you get older. And you can speak to it from a recovery point. Will you talk about muscle?
Oh, not as an old guy, just recovery. Okay.
You should wait.
In recovery in general. Yeah.
If I were to take two things to the guys and say this. One, muscle mass. As we get older, we lose testosterone levels and our muscle mass goes down. And as a trauma surgeon, that's what saves you. The muscle is what your body eats to survive. Mm. Eat fat, it goes into cortisol levels, jump up, it goes into what's called gluconeogenesis. So our body makes glucose out of muscle to keep our brains functioning and the rest of our body functioning. And it eats away the muscle. And then you come home 40 pounds lighter and none of it's fat.
But guess what? It saved your life.
But it saved your life. So you lose that, and you'll see. I don't know if Juan, you did an in-body scan, but that's a cheap way. Some nutritional shops do them for free when you buy supplements from them, or not even that. No, they're for free before you buy them. But they'll give you your percent of body fat. They'll give you what your muscle size is and your arms and legs, and abs and visceral fat and a bunch of stuff that's. You know, it's like what some of the things we use in medicine, we use these catheters to measure pressures. They're not that accurate, but it's the trend that counts. So so the percent body fat may not be perfectly accurate, but you can see whether you're going up or down. But so just eating more protein in the day, whether it's a protein shake or something. But in order to build muscle, you have to move. So lifting heavy weights is what is probably the best. Or endurance speed lifting is what we call it in swimming and water polo. So lighter weight, going to fatigue. So three rounds of something that you know you can do the first one, no problem. Second one's a little harder. And the third one, you're probably going to have to stop before you finish and then get the last 2 in. That's fatigue. So that's
beautiful. So lighter weight, am I understanding, Tank? Lighter
weight.
Yeah,
so lighter weight, more reps, But you got reps.
You literally could take soup cans and do that at home until you're totally fatigued with your rep. You might have to get to 100, but you don't even have to have equipment.
You can do body.
Yeah.
I mean, I set up one for my youngest. It's squats, lunges, push-ups, jumping jacks, abs, three different ab exercises. Yeah, no weights. They're all body. You could do that anywhere.
And there's two things I really want to talk about, but I'm afraid to bring up one because I think it'll – do a lot of talking. So I'm going to do the other one first, which is just on the food piece. People are always, what should I eat? How many calories? Blah, blah, blah. Most people restrict their calories too much. That's just the reality. Or you overeat and you have no idea how much you're eating. You had 100 calories and really that burger was 1200 calories. But If you are going to track anything, I recommend your protein and your fiber.
Yes.
Don't count your calories. Who cares? Like what Craig just said with protein, I work with a lot of athletes, so I recommend a lot of protein. My desire would be 0.8 grams per pound, but for a lot of people, they won't get more than 0.5 grams per pound. So even if it's half of your body weight in grams of protein per day, that's going to serve you. And that goes back to what he was just talking about with the muscle mass. You're not going to gain muscle mass if you're not eating enough protein. You just simply are not. That's what your body uses to recover. Because actually, when you lift weights, you're making micro tears, and then it's repairing itself. And then fiber is what helps you go to the bathroom, cleans you out, keeps you light, drags some of the toxins out with you. And yeah, there are supplements that you can take and bars that you can take. I always prefer, it means you'll eat a lot of vegetables, really. But if you won't do it, fine, get a fiber supplement, whatever. If you
Or
get those
juice.
two things in, you're actually going to be decently full, and then you can have whatever else. Like both of those fill you up more than if you just have a whole bunch of quick carbohydrates. And so then you don't need to worry so much about the other parts that you're eating.
High protein ice cream.
Add to
That's
what she said, there's things out there called BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, and they're not a significant intake of protein or amino acids, but they may stimulate muscle growth.
It's a
But again,
supplement.
if you really want to build muscle, you got to not only take extra protein, but you got to move to do it because your body's got to, like she said, break down the muscle, go to fatigue and all those things.
Yeah, they all work together.
Yeah, the other thing
Dr.
that I would recommend that probably about 3 or 4 months ago came out, multiple year study on dry saunas with or without infrared, and all cause meaning all causes of mortality or death were reduced 50% by using this.
Wow.
So,
Oh,
would you
so it's
repeat
all
that,
yeah.
Frank? What are they?
I'm sorry.
What's your question, Paul? Can you
What
repeat
were
that
they?
for Paul? Yeah.
Yeah.
So all-cause mortality was reduced by a dry sauna with or without infrared. Infrared, you don't have to
The
go as
dry
much
sauna.
time and
Okay.
temp.
Gotcha.
If you're
Thank you.
dry, then you gotta go a lot warmer and warm
Typically,
there.
if your gym has a sauna, it's going to be a dry sauna and you're going to be 170 degrees or higher. Their prices have come way down on home-based infrared saunas, and you only need them at about 120, 130 degrees, and they actually penetrate into your body. We have one at our house now because of all of the research. But
No.
and we know people that have multiple sclerosis. I mean, just all kinds of conditions. We have a friend that had really bad mold toxicity, and it does wonders. So if you're really struggling, it's definitely worth seeing if there's a local place that you can go and try it for a while and see if it makes an impact in your life.
Wow.
So the dry sauna as opposed to the steam, you said, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. That's
Something
really
about sweating it out.
really is. I one of my I know it's kind of a sick thing. My wife thinks it's sick, but I'm one of those guys that loves to sweat. And one of the difficulties I have is building up a good sweat.
Yeah.
And then I got fighting with my doctor because the things I want to do is a bit of a good sweat. He goes, "Your heart rate is too high, too long." So anyway, I think
Yeah.
at least I'd die happy.
The struggle, the struggle.
But that's one of the things that we have a house in Florida. That's one of my joys when we go to Florida. High humidities, heat, and I can sweat off gallons a day. I just absolutely love it. It makes my entire body feels lighter and more flexible. It's amazing.
It's really good for your joints. I mean, I know not everybody feels comfortable with it, but it's great for your skin. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming, huh? That's pretty good. Not as much stress on the muscle, but you can get the same effect with, resistance. Is that what I'm saying?
And
Resistance.
swimming's hard. It is actually hard
It's
work.
yes.
because you're 1/8 your weight in the water,
What
so
age do you weigh? Okay.
you're a little lighter. But swimmers that what we wear out are our shoulders. That's our biggest probably
But that's a great, especially if someone is having joint pain. That's why I said getting in the water, whether it's the water aerobics or even just getting the little kickboard, which is what I do. I'm married to a swimmer and my boys are swimmers, and I die in there. I'm a sinker. I don't know. So I have a good kickboard. And you know what? I'm pretty tired after 20 minutes of just kicking. It's a
Yeah,
workout.
resistance.
I was gonna say I'd rather run and weights than swim. I mean, I'm a swimmer. I used to like it, but it is very, very tiring. I know I can get a better workout, but my heart and the breathing, oh man. I can't get past that. Now here's one for you. So I was one of the only at the time black water survival instructors in the middle in Far East middle and Marine Corps. Big deal because I passed this thing they say I couldn't, right? One of the reasons why they say I wasn't qualified and one's going to make it, my buoyancy level was measured at 12.5 feet.
Correct. Correct.
I've never been a guy. I can never do the black back float. I can't float like everyone else. Even doing the backstroke and swimming my back has always been a struggle because I can't do the whole long pause thing like everybody else. I flail like a fish. But it makes it so amazing. I mean, being most black folks, black men in particular, have dense bone density. It's and it makes you heavier and the muscle density. And it's one of those things when you try working out a swimming pool, it's absolutely amazing how hard it is and the cardio you get out of it.
No, my example to have people experience that is jump in the pool with your clothes on and your shoes. That's what it feels like. You're like, oh, if you're a swimmer, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna drown. Yeah, no, but genetically, you are denser, purely denser. There was a CrossFit athlete that was the world champion for like 5 years between the ages of 55 to 60, and then a year he had some lung tumor, so he didn't compete. Incredible guy, incredible guy. But there's the open where you do an in-gym thing, and then there's a regional where you're still in gym, and then there's the games, which is usually was down in
Awesome.
Southside. There's always a swimming event, and one year he just panicked, and so. Because CrossFit is one of those, like, we're all the same, and we all cheer each other on. I reached out to him and I said, "Look, let me coach you. All you need to do is just find a way to stay up and like backstroke. Just your
Just get
face is
it
out of the
done.
water. Just get it done. Because if you get a non-compete completion, then you don't get any points for that. And then that's what comes in to finish second or wherever it's. But yeah, so." And he did it. The next year, he was able to do it. So it was pretty cool.
Amen. All
He
right.
taught me how to do double under jump rope. So it was
Yeah, I love swimming. I'm part fish, I think. I just used to swim when I was in Texas a lot. Over the place we lived had pool, big pool set up, a 25 meter, 8 lane. So I used to just go, and I got it up where I go
Wow.
like every night. Not fast, not fast. Just go.
No.
It's right, wrong. But I would do like maybe 30, 35 laps back and forth, and I felt great. Now I'd probably sink on run. I don't know.
Well, that was my
Yeah.
childhood. We literally, believe it or not, we live in inner city Milwaukee. And the one unique thing about Milwaukee, we moved up north, was there is a swimming pool and a park almost every kind of region of the neighborhood region. And we literally went swimming every day throughout the
Have
entire
fun.
summer. And
Great.
to the point where the chlorine would turn my black hair red.
Oh, there you go.
Sun the chlorine.
There you go.
Yeah, I became a lifeguard so that I could get more time at the pool.
I love that.
That's great.
We got to do this more often. We got like 4.5 minutes, but Stephanie, you want to talk? Yeah, I know we have so much fun, but Stephanie, tell them about your before we do our page thing, we go out with that later. Tell them about your page again, but what you're offering people to help them,
Oh, sure. So you can go to my website. It's Wellness with Steph. My name is spelled STEF, like Frank, it's French. .com. It's been a problem my whole life, if you can't tell. But I actually offer a few different things on there. So I offer macro counting, which means it'll basically tell you what protein, carbohydrate, and fat you need. But a lot of people don't want to count calories. I don't want to count calories. So I actually also convert it to how to use your hand to determine your size portions in your day. I also have, yeah, you have big hands, Ron. That's cheating. I have a workbook that, if you are interested, will give you those macros, but it will also outline for you some tips on how to work out. A lot of the myths that are out there, lists of vegetables, fruits, good quality proteins, 50 different snacks that are 150 calories or less, how to pick a protein, how to pick a protein bar, what to avoid that are big mistakes. So I just kind of brain dumped 7 years worth on there. And
Right.
then I also offer one-on-one coaching, but a lot of people, if they haven't started, they don't need one-on-one coaching yet. You need to start with a base somewhere. And I offer a lot of free content from that website. You can follow all the different platforms I'm on, mostly on Instagram and Facebook. It's still a lot of health, but I'm branching into other things. I really feel like God wants me talking more about faith. You highlighted a little bit there. I actually talked about abortion in the last week. I had a lot of people reach out to me. There's a lot of traumas that go on for people, and that affects our health. And there's a lot of topics nobody wants to talk about. And so I'm going to talk about them. If you go to my YouTube, you're going to find a lot more faith-based stuff. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a girl that loves Jesus, and I'm going to talk about it. And so if that
Amen.
resonates with
I
you,
say
you can head over
amen.
there. Yeah.
Amen. You have a special ministry. All those ladies, you can touch their lives in a special way. Well, hey, TJ, maybe you could bring up our what's that? What's the name?
Our website.
Facebook website.
Website.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thanks, TJ. Yeah, we spent hey Steph, you got a little left?
Oh,
A
sure.
little
Okay. So this is our radio show website. We love our radio show, you guys. We just love that
Okay.
you come and hang out with us, that we get to talk about all these different things and just hopefully glorify God in it. You can find out everything about this show. Right at the top, you have different ways that you can donate. If you're savvy, tech savvy, you can use the QR code. You can donate through Venmo, through PayPal. When you go down a little bit, you can see how to contact Pastor Joe directly if you want to mail in a check or you're having any problems. He can help you with that. And then if you keep going down, you'll see past shows. You can listen to our recordings. If you keep going, you can find out about each one of the co-hosts and how to stay in contact with us. We'd love for you to follow along with us. We all are a little bit different in what we have to share and what we're passionate about, but we all have a heart to serve you. And so we hope that this group is a blessing. There's Pastor Joe's book, and there's, I think, my husband, Craig's book, and so lots of different things on there. It's bbsradio.com/raising expectations.
Bingo.
Sorry, I forgot the
Oh
part.
boy, you got that one down. Did you see that? Wow, that's thank you, Steph. Thanks so much for sharing that for us. Yeah, that's great. And thank you, still do a great, you're a great relief pitcher in
Yeah,
the
she kicks my butt every time, so it's good.
bullpen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we just appreciate you and thanks for supporting our program too. Some of you have God always blesses and thanks for tuning in with us. And Dr. Paul said it's okay for you to have fudge for just one stick a week. So you
You can
know,
look at it, but don't touch.
I love that
Oh,
you did that. I love
oh. Yeah, well, it's getting close.
Your envelope, could you send it to us?
Yeah, well, yeah, look, but don't touch. Well, okay, that's
That's right.
yeah. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we hope you had great holidays. We're looking forward to a great year with you. God has great plans for you and so much more in your life in 2024. Look to Jesus and remember, he's right there every step of the way with you. God loves you so much. And one of the ways I know God loves us is the way we love each other on this show and the friends that you have, family in Christ. There's nothing like it. So we're going to sign off, give the word to TJ. We love this guy, our engineer back there in Texas. And God bless you, TJ, and all your family. And all of you, on behalf of everyone here, we all say Happy New Year.
Happy trails to
Trails
you.
to you.
We meet again.
And yes, that's
Yeah.
it.
Amen. That was 50 calories right there.
Yes.
Go have some
God
fudge.
bless you
That's it. Yeah. We're going to give
Y'all
fudge
take
out with
care.
our people who give gifts. We're going to give fudge out. I think we're going to get that. That's a
Yeah.
good idea. All right,
Well,
ladies
play
and
the
gentlemen.
phone to
God
all
bless
those recording rooms tonight.
you. That's right. That's right. Elton John returns. Yeah. Thank God. All right, folks, we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same station. Remember, walk, run, exercise, sweat, and have a good week.
Yes. God bless you.
It works. See y'all.
Thanks, Steph. Thanks.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.